heart of Las Vegas. This is Community Matters with Amanda Jones, your guide to the people and projects building a stronger valley.
You're listening to the BZ Las Vegas Community Matters Show. I'm Amanda Jones, and today we're talking about something that impacts thousands of families right here in Southern Nevada, access to nutritious meals for children and the programs helping making that possible. One of those programs is CACFP, the Child and Adult Care Food Program, which supports millions of children across the country every day. Joining me are Executive Director of Food for Kids Nevada, Alex Pasillas, and President of the National CACFP Association, Alexia Thex. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks,
thank
Amanda.
You for having us.
Absolutely. I'd love to ask you both, Alex, we can start with you. What drew you to this work in child nutrition?
Well, many, many years ago, I was a licensed home daycare provider myself in the state of Nevada, and I was on the Child and Adult Care Food Program. And so the children coming into my care were being fed the meals that followed the USDA guidelines for CACFP. And I had a real heart for it. And so when an opening became available at Food for Kids, this was 28 years ago, I took it, and I was a field monitor. And now I'm the executive director. So I've been doing this for a long, long time. And CACFP is just something I'm truly passionate about, and feeding children and adults in the state of Nevada.
What about you, Alexia?
For me, I've been in work, in nonprofit work for most of my career. And so I work for organizations such as the YMCA, Holocaust Museum Houston. And I find that nutrition is a right. Every child in the United States should grow up with nutritious meals and snacks. So I'm surrounded by people like Alex, who have lived it for many, many years. And it's just a really great community, really trying to impact the lives of children and adults.
That's amazing. Alexia, for someone hearing about CACFP for the first time, what is it and who does it serve?
Yeah, probably most people don't even know what CACFP is. It's five letters that are together. Most people in child care or adult care might know it as simply the food program. So if you're in child care and you hear from a friend that also, you know, maybe has a family home, they might say, I'm getting some money to serve nutritious meals and snacks from the federal government or your state, or I'm working with a sponsor. And so that's how they learn about what the food program is. And so they can find out from their state agency, or there's organizations called sponsoring organizations, which is, if you come from the world of fundraising, might be confusing. But a sponsoring organization is basically the entity that will help you get on the program, make sure you have all the nutrition training you need, give you technical assistance, and it will handle a lot of the oversight, and then also will help you stay on the program and handle your reimbursement.
Thank you for that explanation. And then who does it serve? So it's children.
Children and adults. Older adults.
And
so
older adults.
Adults in care. Not to be confused with Meals on Wheels. That's a separate program. But
okay.
It's if you're one of the sites that's really growing is adult daycare as our population gets older. And folks in adult daycare, those sites are eligible to participate in the CACFP. In fact, oh. Alex serves adult daycare.
Wow. Okay. So, Alex, what does that look like here in Southern Nevada?
The population that we serve in Southern Nevada is home daycares, child care centers, and adult care centers. I do the whole state of Nevada, but all of our adult daycare centers are here in Southern Nevada. And we have 11 of them, and we feed about 750 adults daily, nutritious meals and snacks. So, yeah.
Wow. For the children's side of it, what does that look like? Or what does a typical day, I guess you could say, look like for a child in one of these programs?
Okay, so for example, let's talk about a licensed home daycare provider. The children will arrive daily to the home, and the home chooses to be on under us. We're a sponsor of the CACFP, and so they get to feed them two meals and a snack a day per child. And so let's say this provider serves them breakfast, AM, and lunch. Those are the meals that this provider is providing that she gets reimbursement for. So then she'll feed the children breakfast, and it's usually a nutritious breakfast that includes milk, a fruit, and a grain. And you can serve a meat too if you'd like. And then morning snack, there's components. So they have to serve two of the components for snack. So it offers them a healthy snack. And lunch, they get five components. So they get a good, healthy, nutritious lunch. And it's really great for the families because they know their children are going to daycare and receiving these healthy meals. And a lot of times these are the main meals they get throughout the day and the healthiest.
That's amazing. I'm Amanda Jones, and you're listening to the Beasley Las Vegas Community Matters Show. I'm speaking with two guests, Executive Director of Food for Kids Nevada, Alex Pasillas, and President of the National CACFP Association, President Alexia Thex. Las Vegas is growing like crazy. Alex, what challenges are you seeing when it comes to childcare and making sure kids are getting nutritious meals?
So for the homes and centers that want to get onto the food program, even just getting into childcare, it's a process. It takes time. They have to go through licensing, and they have to take so many classes. And getting on the food program for a center, you have to have a test month. So it all takes time. And so there's the time factor there of how long it takes. And then for Food for Kids, if all of a sudden we have an influx of centers, which we've done before, we've gone along not signing up anybody and bringing them on the food program, then all of a sudden we have five centers calling us. And so it takes manpower. And we don't often know when that's going to happen. So it creates a lot of busyness for us. But we are on it. We want to get these homes and centers on the food program as quickly as we can. And so we're there handholding and just there to support and make it happen as quickly as we can.
I saw a stat that nearly 75% of Nevada families with young children don't have access to licensed childcare. What does that mean for families day to day? And then how does CACFP help fill that gap?
So if there are families that don't have access to childcare, or they have family members watching them, or even, I mean, there's daycare providers out there who aren't licensed. If they are going to somebody like that, they may not be offering the nutritious meals and snacks. Being licensed, you have to be licensed to be on the program. And so that enables them to offset the cost of the food they feed the children. And so by being to at a licensed center or home, they're guaranteed that. But if they are not, then that's prohibiting if they aren't going to a licensed.
And I'll add, Amanda, that
Of course.
the reimbursement offsets those costs. So it's great for working families. If you go to a site and you're looking for childcare, you should ask, are you on the CACFP? Are you on the food program? Because that'll offset the cost of providing those nutritious meals. And as you know, most childcare often is running on slim margins. So it does help, and it lowers the cost of childcare for those working families.
With more than one in five children in our region living in food insecure households, Alex, what do you see on the ground?
We see and hear a lot of families just not being able to offer their children nutritious meals. And we hear it and we see it throughout what we do. Here's an example too, is we started a new center at one point, and she was having the children bring meals, and the children are bringing things like Pop-Tarts for breakfast, things like that. And so you're not seeing healthy, good nutrition.
Alexia, from the national perspective, how critical is CACFP in communities facing numbers like that one in five?
The CACFP basically plays a very integral role in earliest intervention. So as an infant, you can be on the program. So providers that are serving infants and toddlers, it works hand in hand with the WIC program as well, another federal nutrition program. So those two programs are the earliest intervention. We all know that the earlier that kids know, learn how to eat better, the better outcomes they're going to have. There are studies that show that CACFP meals are generally healthier than meals that are eaten outside, like outside of care. Alex touched on the food components. There's five food components of the program, grain, milk, fluid milk, vegetable, fruit, and what we call meat alternative, the protein category. And so kids often will get more of those components if they're eating these meals and they're more balanced than those that do not attend these child cares.
The 40th Annual National Child Nutrition Conference is coming to Las Vegas, April 13th through the 17th. What makes this such a big moment?
Well, for 40 years, the National CACFP Association has been providing technical assistance, gathering people to exchange ideas, developing programs and training for everyone who is on the program, bringing like basically thought leaders together to expand access and modernize the program. So we're super excited. This is the 40th anniversary. Alex has been with NCA for a lot longer than me, so that's exciting as well. So we're really excited about Las Vegas and excited to celebrate. Obviously, we're celebrating beyond like the whole year, but are really doing it up in Las Vegas and celebrating these 40 years.
Yeah, I mean, bringing in more than 1,500 professionals is it's a big deal. What are they coming here to learn and take back with them?
Yeah, essentially, several are coming as, like I said, thought leaders, experts, sharing their expertise. They're long, some sponsoring organizations have been in business for over 30 years, so sharing their expertise with everyone. So you'll see a lot of networking. There's trainings done on different topics, like obviously the menu planning, how to do recipes, how do you keep in compliance, program integrity, which is really important. But mostly it's the community. I want to say that 1,500 sounds a lot, but the impact those 1,500 make back into their communities is even triple, quadruple what's in attendance at the conference.
It sounds like something that would be of interest to parents as well, not just if you are a childcare provider or an adult daycare facility. I'm Amanda Jones, and you're listening to the Beasley Las Vegas Community Matters Show. I'm speaking with two guests, Executive Director of Food for Kids Nevada, Alex Pasillas, and President of the National CACFP Association, President Alexia Thex. Alex, what does it mean to have the spotlight on Las Vegas and the work being done here?
Well, we're just proud Nevadans, and I'm a native Nevadan, and several of my staff are too, and so we're proud of that, and we are really, really proud of what our sponsorship has done and what we do for the children and adults in the state of Nevada. And to have 1,500 people under one roof, all doing CACFP, let me just say really quick too that the knowledge you have to have for CACFP and to run a program, it's a lot. And so when we go and train a new employee, if they don't have any CACFP knowledge, it's so much to train. And so NCA has just been an amazing program for all of us sponsors in providing that, all the materials for us. And so it's just really great. And so it brings all of us together throughout the United States, and it's pretty powerful and pretty amazing, and we get to celebrate what we love.
Alexia, why does training like this matter for the quality of care kids receive and adults as well? I don't want to leave the adults out.
Appreciate that, Amanda. I think like what Alex said, it's not the easiest program. If you think most people know school lunch because all of us attended school, and so you remember going to the cafeteria and the lunch lady that fed you, and it was just exciting for every day. It's the same thing in childcare and after school meals. As Alex said, I think 16,000 children are receiving snacks or supper and after school meals in Nevada. So what does that mean? Is it means that someone like Alex is coming to get the best practices or someone who's in a childcare center or Head Start is coming to learn the latest and also just reinforce all the little things you need to know. I want to remind everybody that childcare educators wear many, many hats. First and foremost, they're the caregivers of children and the adults in their care. So this is sort of like a side thing, another thing they're doing, and they're providing those nutritious meals and snacks to these, but they have to learn nutrition just like we do as consumers. And so that's the importance of all the training that NCA does.
You touched on it a little bit previously, but how, if you can expand on how does early access to nutritious meals shape a child's long-term health and then carry on into adulthood?
Well, USDA has multiple, food nutrition programs. Most commonly, everybody knows school lunch. The CACFP, of course, is the earliest intervention. At our conference, even though it's called the Child Nutrition Conference, we also host a number of summer food service professionals for those that do summer food service. So all those programs together help mold and lead the child to better health outcomes. CACFP in particular, that's when kids are really learning what to eat, how to eat it, what is it. So best practices in CACFP is providing a variety of fruits and vegetables, a variety of foods. One of the fun things that I learned early on about the CACFP is you're not allowed to necessarily hide food in other food. You need to teach them. The teaching of the food is a big element of CACFP. So talking about it, learning, try it, you'll like it type things all the way through. And it really will impact the child not only in health, but when they get into school, it'll reduce that food waste. The food will actually be consumed instead of going into the trash.
Wow, that's interesting about the not being able to hide food in other food, because that's literally, as a parent and me being a part of the WIC program for my twins, one of the things they are, say I have one twin who she's very extremely picky when it comes to textures and smells and all of those things. And it's always, oh, just add it a little bit or just blend it so they can't see it and things like that. So it's interesting that you say that, like, no, we're not doing that. We are going to learn about the foods and how it's helpful for our bodies and our growth and things like that. You mentioned what parents should look for or ask a provider. Why should CACFP participation matter to parents when choosing childcare?
Sure. I mean, first and foremost, it will provide them with healthy, nutritious meals and snacks. I want to also say sometimes when I think Alex touched on this a little bit, sometimes parents can't afford to send a lot of food, even forget the type, but a lot. So, like a breakfast is made of three components: a whole grain, a milk, a fluid milk, and a fruit. A lot of providers sometimes will do a meat alternate in there. Snack is two components, two healthy components. A lunch or a supper is five components. So in a day, they're getting a wide variety of food and from all different types of food in general, which is probably not what's happening at home.
Yeah. Alex, is there anything that you want to add to that?
Yes, I have had a provider that was a home provider in Nevada, and then she started her own center. And so a lot of the families that were in her home went to the center, and she wasn't serving food at the time. And that was one of the things that they were just most wanting was, are you going to supply the food? And that was an important factor because they'd already known about the food program. And it was important for them to know that their children were going to daycare and receiving these foods, that they didn't have to pack lunches. And it's important.
Yeah, that can be tough as well, thinking about not only what to pack, but packing enough, and then also stepping out of the childcare realm and into public schools, the time frame as well of how long the children get to eat is so short that sometimes they don't get a chance to eat, whether it's the school lunch or whether it's lunch that they've brought. And so now they're going the rest of the day until they get home without eating. And then if they're in the after school school program, then it's longer. So, I mean, it's definitely important to get those meals in. And I would imagine at the time frames of when those meals, like when you eat the meals, matter as well.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Amanda, if I can add,
of course,
you touched on it, you know, the after school, the at-risk after school program that CACFP provides reimbursement for, you know, only one in 16 eligible schools are participating.
Wow.
And part of it's for challenges of staffing or challenges of finding like how you're going to run the after school programs themselves. Like, is there after school programs? But that important that you touched on it, and the after school component is from young all the way to 18. And so if a school is able to and is eligible to participate in that risk, it's such a great program because before you go home, you can have a 5-component supper. And, you know, kids need that, like you said, right before they leave school.
Yeah, absolutely. Alex, for families here in Nevada, what's the best way to get involved or learn more?
Well, for being in Nevada, you could go to cacfp.org and find out if they're about a sponsor. And then when providers become licensed, they can get information on Food for Kids from state licensing. We also have a website, foodforkidsnevada.org, as our sponsor, and they could go to that sponsor, that website, and it has our phone number and contact information on it. So they could contact the state agency, the Department of Agriculture, and get information also.
And that's amazing. Alexia, where can people go to learn more about CACFP overall?
Yeah, like Alex said, we have a website, cacfp.org, that has all kinds of things, even for you, Amanda. You mentioned we have some activity sheets you can download and do some fun things, because the CACFP meal pattern is based on the dietary guidelines, and thus really anybody can follow it. So even if you're a childcare center that is not on the program but wants to serve nutritious foods, you can still follow the meal pattern, which also requires minimum servings, speaking to like enough food for each age group. So in order to do that, you can go to cacfp.org. We have all the meal patterns. We have free webinars almost every month. We have activity sheets for those, you know, you can't think of something, you need to connect the dots with vegetables. We have that. We have some cute little flashcards. But then we also have more for childcare centers if they want to know best practices. A lot of people in childcare do family style meals. Speaking to those short meal times, they're a little bit longer in childcare because they're sitting around a table and acting like their own little childcare family. So we have all the resources and all the best practices on our website. And then, like I said, regular free webinars for people that are interested in learning more. Specifically, we have one program that is called funnily enough, it's like, why participate in it? And it's for people that don't know anything about it. And it's a free webinar that you can take. It'll be available in our Learning Center recorded as well, so you can watch it on your own time. So that's another way to find out what the food program is all about.
That's awesome. This is such important work happening both here in our community and across the country. I appreciate you both for being here, everything that you're doing to support children and families, and just helping get the knowledge out there about the program and just how important nutritious meals are as a whole. For more information about the CACFP, the Child and Adult Care Food Program, you can go to cacfp.org. I'm Amanda Jones. Thank you for listening to the Beasley Las Vegas Community Matters Show.
Community Matters with Amanda Jones is a weekly presentation of the Beasley Media Group.